Let's say you're leaving a job and heading to a new one. You have a 401k through your former employer. So now, what do you do with that money? A new study from the Government Accountability Office finds the options are confusing, and companies that manage those 401ks are not always giving out clear or accurate information, and that can hurt you, the customer, financially. Charlie Jessick oversaw the study for the GAO. He's here in our studio. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you.
So for a person moving to a new job, what are the options available to them as far as their 401ks?
Well, there's really four basic options. The first is that the employee can leave their money in their old 401k plan. The second is that they can take their money out and roll it over into an IRA or an individual retirement account. They could also simply just cash their money out and spend it, and there are some adverse tax consequences there. And the fourth option is to roll their money over into the 401k plan at their new employer.
Now, your study actually found that companies don't always provide the best advice when it comes to 401ks or, as you mentioned, IRA or an IRA. One way you assessed that was by calling the firms. And I take it that the staff of the GAO actually made some calls to money management firms, pretending to be people changing jobs, and that their goal was to see what the company's representatives were telling customers. So here's a sample. We're going to hear a clip of an unidentified representative for a money management company.
I say in almost every case, unless you don't have the option, it almost always makes sense to roll it into an IRA that has no fees, like a no fee IRA.
So what's wrong with this picture?
Well, just to make clear, what we did here, we had our undercover people talk to service providers who offered both IRAs, but also would offer 401k plans at their new employer. So this money was going to stay with the employer in either case. And so in this instance, the first thing is that they pushed an IRA without knowing the individual's unique financial circumstances. An IRA may or may not be the best situation for them. Second of all, they said that there were no fees, where in fact, in many cases, we found that when you look through the information that you get or even on the websites, in fact, there are a number of fees that could be assessed depending on the kinds of investment options that you choose. So in that sense, people were being pushed towards something which might not be in their best financial interest.
Help us understand what's in it for these companies. Why would they want to kind of funnel people towards one kind of account versus another?
Well, in these situations, typically, very often, the service provider will be able to earn higher fees on the individual account as opposed to an account in a 401k plan. It's partially because in a 401k plan, you have a lot of accounts bundled together for individual retirement account. It's simply you negotiating with the service provider, if you can call it negotiating at all. And second of all, you have a whole lot less money, so you just don't have as much bargaining power.
And these are also money-making entities. I mean, are they actually doing anything unethical here?
You know, we certainly, we didn't find that. I mean, you know, there's a lot of marketing. And I think that the basic thing here is that we would like to encourage a situation where individual workers can make decisions based on their own financial circumstances and their own knowledge of what's best for them, rather than making decisions on what's the easiest because someone will fill out paperwork for them or tell them, oh, this is the way to go, and don't worry about those other things.
Now, what are some of the recommendations for addressing this?
One is we'd like to see some standardization of the sponsor practices regarding rollovers.
So right now, everyone does it differently.
Everyone does it differently. There's different forms, different paperwork. There are waiting periods. Sometimes some 401k plans won't even accept account balances from newly hired employees. They just don't want to deal with it. Other plans, when you're separating from a company because you're no longer an employee there, they may charge you some higher fees. They sort of want to get you out because, you know, you don't work for them anymore, and then they still have to look out for your interests. So they sort of want to encourage people to get out, and sometimes the new plans don't really want people to come in. And we'd like to see just some standardization there to make it a little easier.
That's Charlie Jessick. He's the Director of Education, Workforce, and Income Security Issues at the GAO. He spoke to us about a new study on 401k retirement programs. Charlie Jessick, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.